I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's a
I'm glad that you are with us. If you've just joined us, that means you've missed an hour. And after this hour, we have another hour coming up. So if you have to duck out at any point, know that in the next couple of days, this show, like every show, is archived forever and ever with show notes, links to our guests' websites and relevant websites related to our guests. You'll find that everything is cross-referenced at travelers411.com in the forums, in the directory features. And you'll find links to their sites and everything else you need to know. So the archived audio stays forever and ever. And again, cross-referenced in about 8 to 10 places, at least online, at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And the subscription to the podcast is free. So go sign up for it. Download us. And I want to welcome home Diane Kosenko, who I met at the Hartford Current Travel Show about a little more than a month ago. She's just back from Ireland. And she just sent me an email telling me that she's now a podcast subscriber. She downloads all the shows and she listens to them as she's driving. So that's cool. Try that. Be nice to know that we're keeping you company in your travels. This hour, you know, we have so many golfers in our audience, and we only barely touched on talking about the golf course that's at Rathsalla Country House in County Wicklow, Ireland, in the last hour. But if you go to travelers411.com, click on travel deals, you're going to find some golf deals there related to staying at Rathsalla Country House and other places. So, you know, we have a golf mini site too. When you're at travelers411.com, click on mini sites and you'll find a golf mini site. And there's photos and stuff too. If you put into the search engine, which searches both travelers411.com and sabrams.com, put golf into the search engine, and you're going to get links to every golf pro and owner or general manager of every golf course we've ever spoken with. And golly, we've spoken with the folks at St. Andrews and places in Spain and places all over the U.S., certainly in Ireland, all the golf, probably every golf course there. As a matter of fact, I gave my on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber, our senior producer David Isby, for his birthday at least a decade ago, a lifetime membership at the Ring of Kerry golf courses. And there are three in that Ring of Kerry golf course alliance. And you know he hasn't been over to Ireland since. I got to get him over there and use his lifetime membership. That's not fair. But there are places closer to home where you can have a sensational golfing experience. And because there are so many golfers in our listening audience, I thought this would be a good day. It's a good time of year to be talking about golfing. And we're going to be talking with Jesse Menachem, who is the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, featuring singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant on Sunday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Merchant began her career with the alternative rock band 10,000 Maniacs in 1981 and will make her Tanglewood debut on July 2nd at 7 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
On the line with me from somewhere in Massachusetts is Jesse Menachem, the executive director of Massachusetts Golf Association, who told me before we went on the air that just this past week, there were people from the Massachusetts Golf Association at a golf course on Route 7 in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is probably, I'm going to say, a 15, 16-minute drive from the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, where our studio is, and I hope you come and visit. I'm sorry I didn't know about that, because I would have gone there. What happened at that? What golf course was that, Jesse?
Well, Stephanie, first off, thank you so much for having me here. That is Wabika Golf Links, hosting the Massachusetts State Amateur Championship Qualifying, one of 10 sites around the state hosting qualifying.
Okay. Were there others this past week?
Yeah, we've had several. Like I said, we've got about a two-and-a-half-week window where we get those 10 qualifiers accomplished, and we were also at Willow Bend down in Cape Cod. We are at Vesper Country Club up in Tingsboro, and there's a few others that have already taken place and will be taking place.
How many members are there in the Massachusetts Golf Association?
We have 87,000 golfers who are members of the Mass Golf Association, and they, by way, are members at one of our 360 member clubs.
Wow. I'm writing this. 360. There are three. I'll bet there are more golf clubs that haven't bothered to become members.
Well, you know, we're in a fortunate position where most are. You know, we've got such strong relations, and we're always trying to grow and make opportunities available for more clubs and more golfers.
What does the Massachusetts Golf Association do for its members, golfers and clubs?
Sure. So we are essentially the governing body of amateur golf. So we're an association made up of those 360 member clubs, where we provide a handicapping service for their golfers. We rate their golf course through the USGA course rating program. We run 12 state championships. We have a member day program, which is an all-access program of fun competitive events for any member golfer. And there's all sorts of additional value-add components, whether it's our Mass Golfer magazine, that's quarterly, our website, et cetera. So it's really a nice package where we're able to interact and communicate with our clubs and our individual golfers throughout the year.
So when people are in Massachusetts as travelers, how many public courses are there, or are they readily available?
We are in a very good position there. We have over nearly, 70% of our member clubs are public access. So there are opportunities from Cape Cod to the Berkshires for any golfer that could be in their travels, and we're just so fortunate to have, you know, the layouts, the history, and you know, really the venues that are out there.
Wow, and that's superb, because in a lot of places, if you are a traveler and you're staying at, you know, some hotel, resort, inn, what have you, you may have a tough time finding a place to play golf, and many upscale places will make relationships for, you know, making somebody a member for the length of the stay at that hotel. At the golf club so that they can just go over and play. And that's true globally. I mean, you find that in a lot of upscale properties where if you stay there, you have automatic access to some very private golf club. But with 70% having public access, that's phenomenal. We're a welcoming group, us Massachusetts folk.
We certainly are, and it's a great position to be in. Obviously a destination. You know, it's home for many of us, but also a destination during those beautiful summer months.
You had some exciting stuff going on lately in your organization that I read about. It had to do with women golfers, I think.
We absolutely do. For me, it's exciting. I think for both organizations that I'll speak of, it's extremely exciting.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, Jesse? I'm going to make this a cliffhanger, and we're going to go into a commercial break. I didn't realize how quickly that first segment flew by. I just looked up at the monitor, and it's like, oh, my goodness. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back and let everybody know. So just sit tight so you can find out what this women's golfing thing is that we're going to hear about. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams is talking with Jesse Menachem, the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association.
Then it started to hook just a wee bit. That's when the caddy lost sight of it. The little white pallet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway, it went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge offline. Headed for two, but it bounced off nine. The caddy said, long as it's still on the course, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, right away. The sun was never brighter, the greens were never greener, and I was never keener to play.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Be sure to keep your left arm straight, keep your right elbow in. Let your knees bend at the waist and keep the ball beneath your chin. Now stick your butt out, keep your head down, but most of all, relax and you'll find golf is such an easy game.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You gotta putt like Jack. Listen up, golfers. Jesse Menachem, the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association, is on the line with me, and he's got an announcement, and the announcement is what caught my attention and the reason that I invited him to come on and talk with us. So talk to me. What?
Well, Stephanie, it is a neat announcement. It shouldn't be necessarily a secret up until this point because it should be out there. But nonetheless, it's very exciting that we are merging with the Women's Golf Association of Massachusetts effective 1/1/18. So both organizations are well over 100 years old, and really the timing was right for both groups, the leadership, staff, boards, et cetera. And we are in just such a good place right now to merge into one organization for the betterment of golf, for member clubs. And it's about efficiencies, it's about growing the game and making us a stronger unit to serve the game.
Yeah, well, you know, in reality, it shouldn't be like the movie A League of Their Own. You know, in golfing, there's no reason, in baseball either, or probably any other sport, for there to be some dichotomy of a women's division and whatnot, and it makes all the sense in the world. Will there be some adjustment in the name of the organization, or what's the outcome of the name of the organization after the merger?
You know, that's a great question. We're actually in the midst of working on that right now. We are working with Buffalo Agency, and we're really going to take a deep dive into our brand, our strategies, social media, and make sure we're known and recognized as the appropriate name moving forward.
By the way, they are the nicest people, and that guy, Chad, needs to be dipped in bronze and put in the Smithsonian with a little plaque explaining this is the quintessential PR advertising person, because he's the person I contacted when I learned of this merger and, you know, read the story about it, and in the contacts that organization was listed, and I called. And I can't say this about every company, because I'm not, as you know, there are only a couple of PR firms I have any respect for whatsoever, and one day I will write the book. In fact, I told this story both on the air and to somebody not long ago, face to face. And I said, I'm going to write a book called How to Pick a Good PR Firm or Why Most PR Firms Suck. And he said, put me on the list. I want a pre-publication edition. I work with, there are a couple that are fabulous. And if Charmande is listening, I love you, honey. But most are like, when I write the book. Had enough experience to write the book.
It really is a first-class group.
They are. They're marvelous.
They're
marvelous.
With them, and we know the end result is going to be strong for all of us. And, you know, that's what's exciting, you know, taking kind of a fresh look at where we're headed.
Well, you know, especially since we are practically neighbors and some of your members are neighbors, I would like to sit down and have a chat with you one day soon about how we can help you propel your organization and its message, and get the word out to people who are traveling that, you know, if you want to go someplace where golf exists in, you know, a proper realm, you don't have to look further than Massachusetts. One more reason to come to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I mean, imagine you go play around the golf in that, I can't say it, you say it, the place on Route 7 in Williamstown.
Wabika Golf Links.
Wabika, okay. And I'm one of the things I am known for is completely butchering names that are a little tough to say. I don't have any problem with Menachem, though.
You did well. You did very well.
But, you know, imagine playing around the golf, and if you're into Chinese food, go into Williamstown to Chopsticks, the best, yummiest Chinese food, and then take yourself over to the Clark, Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute, a world-class museum with, I don't know, over 30 Renoirs and the Degas ballerina. And we're here in the mountains, in the middle of no place. And we have the kind of art that you have to go to Paris or London or New York City or San Francisco to find. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. So, yeah, you're a nice addition to rounding out reasons for people to come to Massachusetts. So talk to me about the what propelled this interest in a merger with the Women's Golf Association of Massachusetts.
You know, I think it's been one of those conversations that's always been, you know, on the table. And I think both the MGA and WGAM, like I said, you know, they've been financially strong organizations. And, you know, I think at this given moment, you know, it just really clicked. You know, the leaderships got together and felt it was really in the best interest in the future of the game. You know, if we want to see the game grow and flourish within the state throughout the Commonwealth, that we need to really make this happen. So it's been about 12 months of some dialogue and working through the mechanics, but both associations' memberships voted in favor unanimously, and we have signed and sealed the merger documents for the 1/1/18 effective date. So now it's just the planning, making sure our operations are in place, and letting things flow come 2018.
I got a couple of questions for you, and you're only going to get to begin to answer some of it, and then we're going to take a break and come back so we can, you know, dive into it further. Do you play golf?
I certainly do.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem ridiculous if you answered me, no, I don't. I mean, you know, because generally speaking, somebody's going to be the executive director of a golf association. You figure it's a person interested in golf. How long have you been playing golf?
I've been playing golf since about 4 years old.
Wow. So your mom, dad, who played golf in your family? Anybody?
Yeah, my father introduced me to the game and brought me out there at a young age, cut down an old set of ladies' clubs, and that's how I got started.
Oh, that's hilarious. That really is hilarious. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I want to talk with you about the concept of the four-year-old golfer, maybe even the two-year-old golfer. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Jesse Menachem, the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association, soon to merge with the Women's Golf Association of Massachusetts, which is going to be super. Don't leave me.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
Relax and you'll find golf is such an easy game.
You gotta putt like Jack, charge like Arnie, swing it smooth just like Ernie, be like Ben, and dig your game out of the range. Be Daly-esque and crush that driver, concentrate just like Tiger, and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that bay like Trevino, play that draw just like Sergio, hit it straight, Byron Nelson's claim to fame. Get out of that rough, just like Sevy, pop that wedge, just like Lefty, and you'll find that golf is...
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
When you see the key up, you better step aside. A lot of men die.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy I have Jesse Menachem, the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association, on the line with me. I have been paid not to play golf on golf courses. I give a whole new meaning to the word divot, to the point that you could hear strange Chinese music coming from the other side of the world up through the hole that I created from slamming the golf club into the turf. Not pretty. Just not pretty. But I had the worst experience ever being introduced to golf and golf clubs, Jesse. My husband was actually working for a company that manufactured golf clubs, among other things. You know the company Shakespeare? Did you ever hear of them?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah. And they made things like archery equipment for both target and hunting. They made, I can't even remember what all else, but they made golf clubs and all kinds of golfing stuff. And so he ordered me the most gorgeous set of clubs you've ever seen in your life, and the shoes, and man, I was duded out. You know, I look like, if I went in and said to somebody, you want to play golf with me, they would think that they were playing with somebody who really knew what they were doing if they judged by the equipment that I was surrounded by. And one of his friends said, and my husband didn't play golf either, well, why don't you come out with me and, I'll give you some instruction. That was the first mistake. And he made a reservation for 1 p.m. on July 4th on a golf course in Stony Brook, Long Island, New York. It must have been 120 degrees on that golf course on July 4th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, what a crazy time to...
Tough way to get introduced.
Can I tell you, mother raised no dumb girls. So we got out there, and I'm getting this instruction that's not all that working for me. And we finally make it to the second hole. And now there are people that need to be playing through past us because we're kind of backing down here. And we get to the third hole, and I'm so dying of thirst and miserable. And I said, I really need something to drink. And he said, well, we can do that. I said, when? He said, when we get to the ninth hole. I said, you got to be kidding. We're just starting three. And I looked at him and said, gentlemen, I'll take my clubs with me. I'm going to the car. I will be in my air-conditioned home right after I shower. And when you need to be picked up, let me know and I'll come back and get you, two crazy people. So that ended my golfing career right there. I never did that again because it was not the way to do it. I don't recommend this, people. First of all, get yourself some instruction, real instruction, not from your local yokel who slices and dices every ball he hits. But that wasn't pretty, Jesse.
Well, there's still time to get you back, and there's many ways to go about that.
Well, listen, I'm always out for a new adventure as long as I'm not going to get killed doing it. But I love the idea that your dad took you golfing when you were four. And I have heard things from people who probably shouldn't have shared them. And, you know, I don't view it as confidential. So if it were, I am an undiscovered tomb. But the folks in Hawaii are suffering because a lot of their tourism economy is based on golfing. And the last time I spoke with somebody in Hawaii involved in tourism, hotels, resorts, and golfing, the interest level was way down, and people were not coming out with their children. And that's viewed as a really bad sign for the future of golf, because if you don't get young players involved, you could see the demise of not only the game, but all the hotels and resorts and tourism venues that rely on those folks showing up to play. And in general, golf is not an inexpensive game, so you wind up often with people who've got some money and folding money in plastic to charge on and leave behind before they move on. So it's a wonderful revenue source. The people in Ireland, on the other hand, are doing great. And one of the reasons they're doing great is that playing golf in Ireland is not nearly as expensive as it is to play golf in Hawaii or other places where you can rent they call them buggies. We call them golf carts.
Right.
You can rent a buggy. You can rent equipment. A round of golf may be somewhere but around $75 or something, where, you know, I've talked to places where, you know, 200 and change and up, and some very fancy places where they're four figures for a round of golf. I mean, you know, that's a pricey little story there. But they are still seeing getting the youngsters involved. And I'm wondering, you know, how much of your own personal experience with your dad taking you out, Jesse, and if you've just joined us, we're talking with Jesse Menachem, the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association. How much of your own personal experience is being funneled into programs and events that encourage people to bring their children golfing, encourage people to sign their kids up for instruction, and if there's anybody doing the First Tee program, which I first learned about from the folks in Hawaii and the folks in Ireland who had instituted it.
You know, you have some great questions there, and it is a bit of a challenge with the industry nationally and globally, but I can say that a lot of those national and international governing bodies have really pulled together to collaborate and to really solve this issue. For one, here in Massachusetts, we are actually an affiliate program of the First Tee. So we have a statewide chapter of the First Tee in Massachusetts.
Would you explain for my audience members who maybe are unfamiliar with First Tee what it is?
Absolutely. It's really a junior golf development program that teaches kids the inherent values and core values of the game, but also in life. It uses golf as a vehicle to teach that through their 9 core value system. We have 5 program locations across the state, from Cape Cod to the North Shore. We have our own home base facility, MGA Links at Mammoth Tappet and Norton, and we're also out in Springfield and Brockton. So the program continues to grow. It continues to impact thousands of kids, not only at those facilities, but also through the Golf in Schools program. We're at many elementary schools, middle schools across the state as well. And this is very much a national program where there's chapters in different cities, towns, and regions all across the country. But in addition to that, you also have what was recently introduced, the Drive, Chip, and Putt, basically established by the Masters, Augusta National, PGA of America, and the USGA. Similar program to the punt, pass, or kick, or pitch, hit, run for Major League Baseball, and it's been an absolute home run. A free program for all. They have local regional and sectional qualifiers that ultimately get about 80 or so boys and girls to Augusta National the day before the Masters tournament. So there's many different ways that we are trying to expose the game to younger audiences, but you're absolutely right. I mean, that is the future of the game. We've got to keep that in the forefront of our planning, whether it's internal and external. I can speak for us. We're actually in the midst of rolling out a program with the MIAA, the High School Athletic Association here in the state, where we want to provide free MGA memberships to any student-athlete affiliated with the MIAA. We actually offer any student...
What's the MIAA?
The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association.
Oh, okay.
And we want to get those kids a handicap that allows them to start to track their scores, reap the benefits of being an MGA member, and continue with us as they grow through the game.
You mentioned this golf and schools program. What does that entail?
So it's basically utilizing the curriculum of the first tee in their phys ed classrooms. So it's taking basically the golf curriculum and bringing it indoors in gymnasiums. We have different equipment that can be used indoors and really get the kids interacting with the sport and, again, the values of the sport.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back because I've got some questions about Berkshire County and the First Tee program and about handicapping. So we're going to do that in the next segment. Don't leave me now. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Jesse Menachman. Menachem, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Golf Association. Don't leave me.
Green thinking now I'm going to score, but everybody ducks when my caddy yells, score! 18 holes, what do you get?
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
I like golfing. I like golfing.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Jesse Menachem on the line with me. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Golf Association, which on January 1st, 2018, is going to merge with the Women's Golf Association here in Massachusetts. And I'm hoping that that brings to life a number of new and interesting events and contests and tournaments and all kinds of wonderful things that are outgrowths of that new relationship as well. Jesse, you know, you've talked a number of times about handicapping, and I want to deal with that. And you even mentioned it as it relates to handicapping youngsters who are getting into the game of golf. I'm hoping that you told me in the commercial break, I can only think of maybe 4 to 6. I think we came up with 6 golf courses that are somewhere between Lenox and Williamstown, Massachusetts. But there's a whole other half of the county south of that that I'm unfamiliar with. And you mentioned there are 18 golf course members in the Massachusetts Golf Association. Can I give you a homework assignment?
You sure can.
Can you get one or more of them, particularly those that are somewhere between, that are in the Pittsfield to Williamstown area, into the First Tee program?
That is on our radar screen, so it is 100% a homework assignment.
Well, I'm going to, you know, ask you for submission of midterm papers and and keep up with your progress, because I think this is, you know, if anything wants to survive, it really needs.
We have a few target areas, so we will definitely keep that.
Yeah, and you know, it's a funny thing, and for those of you who are listening in Eastern Massachusetts and the rest of the world, even I sometimes feel that those in tourism agencies of the Commonwealth kind of forget that Massachusetts continues beyond Springfield, that west of Springfield, there's a whole world out here, folks. And sometimes we just get lost in the, I don't know, in the shuffle of it all. So
special place out there.
Oh my gosh, is it ever? I mean, I could live anywhere on this planet, and so you know, there's something that this is unique. This is truly unique. I tell people who know Ireland that if Massachusetts were Ireland, we live in Donegal in the northwest corner. The only thing we're missing that Donegal has is Donegal has the ocean. So we have to go to the eastern part of Massachusetts along the coastline, Cape Cod and everything else that's there up to Boston and above and below, in order for us to get to the point that we are face-to-face with the ocean. But we've got everything else. And culturally, we have world-class cultural everything, from having the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the Boston Pops, and all the popular artists who come out to visit us all summer long. And then year-round, the theaters that are here, I mean, you know, they bubble over, you know, with talent and, you know, the Berkshire Opera and the Berkshire Albany Ballet and the operas. And, you know, if you're into art and music and dance, Jacob's Pillow, I mean, it's all here. So you're not kind of just stuck as, you know, mountain woman out here. there's other stuff too. And if you're looking for the outdoorsy, including apparently golfing, this is the place to be. And I, you know, sometimes I think that those whose professions require them to look for non-polluting industries to invite to come and be part of our community here in Berkshire County kind of forget about things like if you're a golfer, you're going to be a happy camper because we've got it. But, you know, I'd like to see the first tee program happening here because I learned about it more than a decade ago, and I was very impressed with what that program does for young people over and above just giving them instructions in golfing, but to really get, you know, some understanding of you know, values in one's life that one enhances and learns about from the game itself, which I don't know how many people really even focus on that. But I want to talk with you in the couple of minutes that are left about handicapping. What does that really mean?
So another great question, and you know, handicapping is essentially, it's the lifeblood of the game. You know, it allows any player of any ability, male, female, any age demographic, to play on an equitable basis. And how many sports or games do we have out there that we can participate in that allow us to do that? And the answer is very few.
Practically none.
Right. Exactly. And it makes it really a sport that you can enjoy, as you know, for your entire lifetime.
Okay, so let me tell you what, you know, I know enough about handicapping to be dangerous. When we were going to Scotland, I contacted a number of people, and if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and you put in St. Andrews, you're going to get links to interviews I did with people who are trustees of St. Andrews, who are, you know, in charge of the golfing, who are in charge of I don't know what, whatever. And by the way, it's a public course, people. You don't have to belong to anything to play there. And they have a gorgeous women's locker room, by the way. And as I'm speaking to you, my senior producer, David Isby, is here with us. And we were going to St. Andrews, and David is a golfer, and I said, bring your clubs, and our sound engineer, Kevin, came along too, and they didn't know it. They just thought, well, they're going to get to play golf while they're in Scotland. What they didn't know was that when we picked them up at Edinburgh Airport, I had a tea time for them at St. Andrews. And we went right there. They were so jet-lagged, don't ask. They slept in the car all the way over, and they played. In order to play on the old course, I needed to find out David's handicap. And what was it, David? Was it 22?
22.
So I got you need a handicap of 24 or less in order to play at St. Andrews. His was 22. What does that mean? Why do you need a handicap of any particular number in order to play in a place?
Well, I mean, obviously there are certain rules and regulations, course to course and club to club. But really the handicap index allows you to track your progress. And it's a nice measurement tool to have to be able to you know, weigh yourself or track yourself, you know, against an opponent. And, you know, really so you can have that equitable and fair match. And you can even play different sets of tees. So for example, you and I can play. I can play a course from 6,500 yards, and you can play a course from 6,000 yards, and we can calculate our handicap index to allow us to do that in a fair and equitable manner.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. Please stay on the line while we go in the top of the hour news so you and I can chat. Everybody else, pay attention to the news and come back on the other side because we got another hour coming up with something special for you. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.